Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello!
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me!
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
Cause there's something down there.
Hello everybody and welcome to this week's Red Rebel Radio. We've been off for a couple of weeks, but we're back now because Swampy's migraine's gone away. Hello Swampy, how are you?
Points of order, Ben. I actually didn't have a migraine.
You had a hangover. We all know. Anyone who follows you on Facebook, blimey.
I don't do hangovers. It was nothing to do with that. censorship, Ben. Censorship.
What?
Censorship. I often don't critique myself, but I thought, you know, I'm going to critique myself. So I listened to the show. First of all, my goodness me, this show needs to be at least 45 minutes because the speed of which I have to talk to get everything put across is ridiculous.
Yes.
I think you could put myself back on playback, slow times 1.5, and I'm still sounding like Norman Collier.
Well, you're very hyper, aren't you?
Well, the reason being is I have so much to say in so little time. And I thought today a more calmed approach would be more prevalent and better for the radio listener. But very disappointed. I actually boycotted the show last week.
To boycott
your own show just tells you how annoyed I was. Well, I listened back to the show, and what I consider to be some very, very funny, poignant parts edited.
No,
like
I
as if you were like the BBC, whoa. As if you were like the BBC financial controller or the head of Newsnight. And I was a member of the Labour Party and you decided to cut out the good bits.
Listen, I'm doing it for your own benefit and protecting you. That's all I'm doing.
I don't need protection from Ben. But we can't go down that route because you'll only edit it again. So there's no point in me going on.
I already have. Da, 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 da. Right.
Blow me there. Well, get on with the show. We've only got 20 minutes left. And also, what's the point of me having a song?
Well, we can only play 30 seconds because of music licensing. You can't, because it's available as a download, you can't have more than 30 seconds.
Blow me neck. So I could do a compilation at the end of the season and we could have that out. 30 seconds of Swampy's music. That's brilliant. It's like a Napalm Death album.
Well,
but anyway.
Yes. But other than that, you're all right now. You're back with us, and there's no need for any form of political protest or anything like that on this week's show.
I suppose it depends, basically, because I have to listen to this show back to make sure that you haven't edited everything again. And if that's the question, I will not be appearing on my own show ever again. I will be voting with my feet, and I will be staying here, going nowhere, and enjoying the benefits of, I don't know, a rerun of Matthew Kelly, that great European quiz.
You bet. I was going to say, it's not like the non-league show where you can spout on for like 2 hours. We've got to get this show into half an hour. So, you know, it's important to get all the points out.
That is a good point, but that might be because, you know, what they normally do is with certain stars of FC Radio, host, you get slightly longer. You know, maybe I should do my own show and then send it into FC Radio, and then basically you can't edit it and you won't be allowed to edit it and you get a full hour of political nonsense.
Well,
see how good you are today, Ben.
Well, welcome everyone to Red Rebel Radio, and we've got to start things off by talking about matters arising from football last week. Obviously not the best of outcomes against Boston. I think we're tracking below our points tally that we predicted now, Swampy. When do we start panicking?
Don't panic! I think we already are. We're treading water and our head's just above at this moment in time. I think last week's game was... the Ashton game was dreadful. Boston, going to Boston and getting beat. I mean, the performance, it was an interesting performance because the first half we were okay. We gave away a silly free kick. I thought the goal that they scored from the equaliser, I thought the goalkeeper was flat-footed. Could have got and the defender could have got in front of his man a little bit better. I think it was Walker that scored their first header. And really, from that moment onwards, there was only one team in it. I know we had a couple of half chances. They had some glorious chances as well. But it was an interesting performance because certainly when you take the lead and the manner with the way we took the lead, it was a great goal in respect. You know, it was a great finish by Sharp. You know, you think you can kick on there, but it's just not happened. I think FC needs to be two or three in front before they can feel calm. And we saw that when we played Hereford a few months ago, yeah, where we did get in the lead and we were comfortable throughout the whole of the match after that. There's an issue that only the management can address. But as I say, I thought their second goal was could have been defended better equally as well. I thought even though he had a very good game, Mohamed, perhaps he needed to be a bit stronger and maybe push his man out onto the wing a little bit further rather than getting past him on the inside in the penalty area. And the ball came across and there was two or three players for the home team waiting to tap it in. And it was poor. But
in defence of Zen Mohamed, we know Gavin Allitt and we know the qualities of Gavin Allitt. And he was trying to get the better of Mohamed all afternoon. And that was the only time really he got the better of him. And I spoke to Zen obviously after the match for This Goes My Club. And he said, I've never played against a player that clever before.
No, you're dead right, Ben. I'm not in any way, shape, or form because the lad has been superb since he's come here. I'm just saying, you know, that's a slight little bit of an experience, and you're playing against, as I say, Gavin Allitt. I mean, he's a player that, you know, we've spoken about many occasions. You know, he's a player that should have been playing at a higher level many years ago. And then it was funny because I was looking up players and seeing where they were last week and the week before. I was thinking, I wonder where Gavin is now. And I didn't realise he was at Boston. It wasn't the first thing go-to place. And then he pops up and scores. And then when I realised, oh, goodness me, Gavin Allitt's at Boston now. He's a top draw player. Absolutely top draw. And the thing is, Zen would have learned a lot. And as you say in the interview, Zen said he's never come across someone who's crafty, as strong, as a good a quality as a player as Gavin. But he'll learn from that. As I say, that was. I mean, he could have scored at the end of the game, Mohamed. He did tremendously well to turn on the ball and have a diving header that he nearly puts into the back of the net. So I'm not attributing blame to any individual, but I thought overall defensively for the second goal we were poor. I thought the first goal could have been dealt with better. And tomorrow against Altrincham, who's seventh in the league at the moment. In fact, we've got points reversed, haven't we? We're on 42 and they're on 42 and we're on 24. You know,
spooky.
It's going to be a tough game. But the one thing everyone will be looking forward to is, oh, we could do the double over them, couldn't we?
We could do the double, and I obviously have not spoke to Statle Paul yet. But I'm imagining that's going to be the first double this season if we do beat Altrincham. I don't think we'll have done that so far this season.
No, we haven't. But if we do win the game, we'll have one, possibly two players. That's from the same team that started on the 8th of August, yes. Just on the 14th of August. And that's Willoughby. O'Halloran played in that game, but I think he may well be injured, O'Halloran. I'm not 100% sure. And then Senior came on as a substitute. So, you know, the person that started, interestingly enough, Tom Pearce started in that game, played in that game as well.
But for
Altrincham, yes. Yeah. So primarily, it's a completely different team for FC United of Manchester. And it's going to be a tough encounter. We know the way Altrincham play, fast, quality football, good passing, a lot of pace up top. And they are where they are for a reason this season. And it's an opportunity for FC United to go out tomorrow and try and get rid of this hoodoo of games at home and hopefully come out with the right results. Because after that, we've got Guiseley at home, which is a must win, and then Southport away.
Don't jump ahead. We'll get to those games in a second because they are vitally important.
We won't have time, Ben.
Yes, we will have time. We will have time, Swampy. It's fine. We have made a signing, though, in the lead up to this. I've not spoken to Neil Reynolds yet as we record this on Friday afternoon. But we do have a brand new goalkeeper, Andy Fisher, who's not just the under-23 goalkeeper for Blackburn Rovers, but also the third choice goalkeeper for the first team. So how's that going to work, do you think?
Well, I mean, let's be open and honest. A month ago, Neil said he wanted a keeper in. wanted someone to test Allanson to give him competition and also maybe to relieve him because he was going through a very, very bad patch at the time. He made amends against Bradford Park Avenue and he's had similar half-decent games, but the errors still keep coming, I think. I firmly believe tomorrow that, no disrespect to Allanson, I think he needs a break, I think mentally and physically, even though he's a strong character and a very, very good goalkeeper, let's not forget he was the player of the season last year, but he's gone through a big dip. I don't think it helps, obviously, to miss the first half of the season. And he's come back, and he's come back into a team that's not been settled, haven't been particularly well. And he's just he's just contributed to the overall. I personally, and again, no disrespect to the player or the man himself, would rest him. I'd bring Fisher straight into the squad. I'd have him start tomorrow. He's 20 years of age. It will be a very
51 players use those Swampy if he starts. 51.
Well, I don't care. Listen, if we use 125,000, then we stay up.
Is that possible?
That's fine.
Is that possible? I'm scared now.
Not one game, Ben. I don't think in one game. No. I mean, Andy's a good goalkeeper. I've had a look. There's lots of footage of the under 23s online, you know, against the likes of Arsenal and Man United and Man City, and he's a good imposing goalkeeper. I think if we can get him to the end of the season, I think it'll create good competition for both him and give him great experience, and also great experience and good competition for Allanson. If anyone's not actually seen him or heard of him before, I go onto Wikipedia. There's a slight mistake on there. He's not 7'3". He's actually 6'3", 6'4". But he's not 7 foot. No. Telegram from Mongo. It would have been one of them, wouldn't it? That's a reference to Blazing Saddles, by the way, if anyone young enough or too young to know. And if you haven't watched it already, the greatest anti-racist.
That's Bonanza. Anyway, carry on.
You wouldn't want to confuse Bonanza with the Blazing Saddles, but if you haven't seen it, kids, it's the greatest anti-racist film ever created. It should be on the syllabus in every school. It's absolutely superb. Gene Wilder.
Anyway, let's talk about what else you can expect tomorrow. Koshkan Malcolm returns. Doors open at 1 o'clock. And just to add as well, for Altrincham fans, there's no segregation tomorrow, so you're more than welcome to head to underneath the SMRE. Loads of stuff happening. And local band The Maitlands will be playing as well at @_Maitlands if you'd like to find out more about them. You touched upon some of the big games coming up in the next few
weeks. That's a rumour, Ben. That is a rumour. I've not touched upon anything. That's just a rumour. Vicious one going around the internet.
So you've raised the prospects of some of these.
No,
big...
I've not raised. It's even worse now.
Okay, you've highlighted some of the big games place in the next few weeks. Ulti tomorrow, though, this feels like another game against a playoff contender, promotion contender. That's, I don't want to use the cliche term free hit, but it'd be good to have a springboard into next week's relegation 6-pointer, if you will. But it's a tough game, this one, isn't it?
Of course, it's a very tough game. But equally, you know, we have the caliber, have the quality of players to be able to get results. And you know, if everything goes right on the day, then there's no reason why we can't. I know we've been just getting beat narrowly in recent games. I know against Stockport County. I mean, certainly Jim Gannon was very, very. What's the word I'm looking for?
Complimentary.
Yes, he was very complimentary, and he saw the quality that FC put in the game like that. And I thought we were very unlucky with the goal. Again, it was one of those goals where you know it could have gone either way. And I think tomorrow, for me, Ben, it is a must-win. And Neil will recognise this. He'll try and keep the pressure off the players, but I mean, you can't be on 24 points, 29 games, played two games more than most people in front of you, 6 points even off the Geisley, who played 27, and expect not to come get a victory at home, because if you can't do that, then we're down, unfortunately. And I've been an advocate, and I am an advocate still regardless. I think if we stay up or we go down, Neil is the person, together with Dave Chadwick and Fortner and all the other people around the club. And I think you know, we'll come back stronger and better. We might stay in the division for another season, i.e. the Northern Premier Division might be there for one or two seasons, or we might stay in this division. But you know, tomorrow is a crucial game. If we can perform, and get that springboard, as you say. And that's the interesting thing. If you get the springboard to go into the Guiseley game, that can really, really help us. I mean, Guiseley, again, they've been in the National League, and they've struggled this season dramatically since their relegation. And, you know, it's amazing. You know, Hereford were in and around us, one good result midweek, and, you know, they've won 33 points. Another defeat tomorrow, another result's going against us, I think we will be down. We've just got to keep on playing. The Southampton, the Southport game at the end of the month. Well, look, we've done well there. Southport are a team that are slightly climbing the table.
Sorry, I drifted off then. Did you say Southampton?
Yes, I did. And then I changed it quickly to Southport.
Thank you. Carry on.
So, hold on, what you said, while you were nodding off?
No, I was making notes of something else that you were saying and for later on to ask you again. I try and do this show properly, you know.
Well, I've got notes in front of me as well. I've already gone through. I've done this bit. Yeah, let me just tick. I'm just going to start ticking, Ben, where I've got to.
Okay.
Yeah, done that one. Yeah. Two or three must-win games, yes, tick that one. The players that played, any points, yeah, I've done that one. Andy Fisher, new goalkeeper, yes, tick. Oh, I've got six ticks and no crosses yet. That's good. I'm doing quite well. Helen Murphy will be pleased. I'm marking my homework.
And while we're playing Altrincham tomorrow, the teams just above us, they've got tough games. Guiseley are hosting Stockport County, Leamington are hosting Hereford, and York City are hosting Ashton United. So at least one of those teams above us will be dropping points this weekend. So there is a bit of a carrot there for a good performance.
There's no carrots there, is there? I mean,
all right, I was being nice to you as you're a vegan. A steak, there's a good juicy steak there for FC United. Juicy.
I just find the analogy, be it a carrot or a steak, absolutely nonsensical, Ben. Very simple. I'm not even going to debate the matter. I think Stockport County going to Guiseley. Stockport County have been superb this season and continue to be superb. You would expect County to go there and get a result. It's a pity the likes of Ashton are playing York. It's a pity that those two teams are playing each other in a way. Because you'd want Ashton to be playing Chorley and you'd be wanting York to be playing, I don't know, Blythe, let's say. So all the bottom teams are playing all the top teams and as you could see, certainly defeats for those teams. But that game is an interesting one because York obviously have been very, very poor. With Hereford beating York midweek, York will be wanting to try and get some points on the board against Ashton. Ashton below us, York not too far away from us. It's a difficult one to call that and where you want the result to go. But I think all we can do really, I know it's a cliche, and is you concentrate on your own game. You can't do anything about the other games that are going on. And you just hope that, you know, we can put a small run. We haven't put a run together all season, really. We had I think, eight games unbeaten, didn't we, with draws, and that included cup competitions as well. But from a league perspective, every club has a little bit of a run, don't they?
To be fair, Swampy, we are on a run. We've won one in the last eight games and lost seven of those eight. So that's a kind of run.
Well, it is if you like running backwards and you're the ministry of silly runs or silly walks. Because again, Ben, that analogy is absolutely nonsensical. You said this is supposed to be a comedy show and trying to make people feel lighthearted and enjoying it. It's all doom and gloom from you. And then you're offering people steaks and carrots.
Can I give you... All right, I'll give everyone not just steak and not just carrots, but also some roast potatoes as well. Altrincham's away form. They've lost the last two games away from home. They're happy
now. Yes, they have.
Happy now?
Well, happy. No, I'm not happy. I'm not happy, Ben.
I was talking to the listener, not you.
All right, the listener. Oh, the listener's ecstatic now. Although I reckon the listeners already turned off, in fairness, and gone to watch a rerun of the 2018 Crown Green Bowling Championships.
With Elton Wellesby hosting? Oh, I hope so. Live from Blackpool. We've only got a couple of minutes left before I've got to start editing.
What?
Talk about Union St. Giles. There was a cup semi-final and I saw a video of you, and the only thing, I missed the result because I was too busy looking at your beard, Swampy. What a glorious beard you've grown since I last saw you. What's been happening with your local Belgique team?
We got beat in the semi-final of the Belgium Cup.
Sorry.
Thanks for raising that. We just got over that. Our captain of the club, who had actually in the previous league encounter against Mechelen, was sent off and was threatened with a four-match ban. He was able, though, to play, because that ban only was one match. He was able to play in the first leg of the semi-final, where we scored two perfectly good goals and had them disallowed, but he got sent off in that game. He then could not play in the return leg at our ground, which was watched by 8,000 people. We got beat on the night 2-1, and he promptly signed for Mechelen the following day. But anyway, we're still third in the league. We'll be going into the playoffs. The playoffs in this division are very complicated. Look them up if you want to. We haven't got enough time to discuss because we haven't even met.
Because I saw this post. We were having a conversation, weren't we, on a group. Oh, no, I can't say that because it sounds like we've got a secret forum going, and that's so 2007. Right, so me and you were talking, and you
on
explained
our
on our secret forum, and you explained the playoff system, and I remarked, this is why we have to leave the European Union, to get away from this system of promotion. Swampy, walk us through the system.
Well, it's a remain and reform kind of system, to be honest, Ben. A remain and reform. That's what it is. It's simple. If you finish in the top three in League 1B, which Union St. Gilles are in, you, together with the teams that finish 7 to 15 in League 1A, go into a hat, your name gets pulled out, and you play each other. So you have two games.
I thought they were in 1B. What's 1A got to do with anything?
1A is the top division.
Right. So what's 1B?
We're in 1B, and the top division is called 1A, and we're called 1B. It's bizarre. I know. Basically, it's Division 1 and Division 2. Let's call it Division 1, Division 2.
Start again. Go on.
Well, I'm not start. So the teams that finish from 7th to 15th in Division 1 and the teams that finish first, second and third in Division 2 put into
What happened to 1A and 1B? Where's 2 come in to this?
Oh, I see what you're trying to do now. You're trying to use comedy. I see what you're doing. Yes. This is good, Ben. Anyway, a lot of people play a lot of games. If you finish, the great thing is we'll play a minimum of 2 games. The league finishes on the 3rd of March. After that, we'll play a minimum of 2 games. If we win those games on an average leg basis, then we go into the quarterfinals, semi-finals, and the final. Whoever wins the final goes into Europa League. The same applies because from the bottom teams, so from 5, 6, 7 and 8, because there's only 8 teams in either the second division or League 1B. So
what?
4,
wait,
5,
wait,
6,
wait, 7. Wait. So second division and 1B are no longer the same thing. You've added another division.
No, they can be, Ben. For the purpose of this, it can be whatever you want them to be. Goodness gracious, this is... It's like a no deal Brexit. This.
Oh, put that on the side of a bus, everyone. That playoff system right?
I've realised. No deal only benefits the rich. No deal only benefits the rich and the extremely rich.
Where's this come from?
No.
What's this got to do with the Belgian promotion system? Hello, is this on? You just started ranting. Are you there?
I thought you mentioned Europe again, and I'm just talking about because if there's no deal, this is what's going to happen to the British football. You're going to get the same system. FC United would be banned for being too radical and political.
That's true. Leave your politics at the turnstiles, everyone. Right.
Yes.
Swampy, before you go, anything else you need to add?
There was loads. Yeah, you've absolutely ruined the show because I had so much to discuss, and you've made sure today that I am not coming back. You've dictated.
No!
I mean, we haven't discussed anything about what do we know about Altrincham. Well, I'll tell you what we know about Altrincham is there doesn't seem to be a comprehensive secondary modern. Everything seems to be grammar or private. We know that Graham Brady is a Tory, and he's been in power there for a long time. Yes. Chairman of the 1922 committee as well, so you can imagine what kind of Tory he is. Anyway, Andrew Weston is a Labour MP. Paul Allott and his amazing porn moustache was born in Altrincham.
Other types of moustache are available.
No, that was the best that Mustasha, ex-England and Lancashire fast bowler. And primarily, it just seemed an area where the only great phenomenal person who doesn't actually come from there but sings a lot about it is Frank Sidebottom. And he's not even on their Wikipedia page. They don't even mention Frank Sidebottom. I know he's from Timperley, but he sang about the Robins Aren't Bobbins. That was going to be my song of the day as well, the Robins Aren't Bobbins, but I've chosen not to use that.
Just to add as well, a big congratulations to Ramsbottom United. A 5-all draw against Fylde.
Whoa, again.
What?
Save it for another show.
I'm just saying it was good.
It doesn't matter. We're not in the Northern Premier League. This is not the Northern Premier League
show.
Well,
not yet.
This is Red Rebel Radio.
So oh, sorry.
Did you know?
I thought I was talking to someone who's big in non-league journalism. I thought I'd raise it so you could have a comment right at the end. And on a bit of positivity. That's all.
My positivity was, Altrincham, we've got three ice hockey teams.
Manchester Storm, Altrincham Aces, the Trafford Metros. Boom.
Metros or Tornadoes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So Trafford Tornadoes. The Trafford Metros was the old name.
Sorry.
And they brought it back again. But you could either or, Ben. You've done very well there.
Thank you.
But you do like your ice hockey because, you know, you are a big Torval and Dean fan. I know that. But anyway, well done to Ramsbottom. And good luck to them in their replay against Fylde. And good luck to Chertsey Town. Then if we're doing that, Chertsey United should say, Dave Anderson of another show I do, and also ex-AFC Wimbledon manager, is now managing the club, and they are in Earlham tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Ooh.
The game was called off last week, so they've had to go all the way back and start again.
Are they staying in a hotel in Manchester or somewhere like that, or are they staying in Earlham?
I'm not telling you, Ben.
No, we should have given some tourist advice before they came, I think. I think that was
what? Ben, I've already done that. I did a little show, and the advice was given. I'm not saying where they're staying because I reckon you'll have at least three Earlham fans listening to this show, running down and throwing fruit and at the windows and getting the alarm set off at 5 a.m. so they all have to come out. But good, that'd be interesting tomorrow. Good luck to them.
Balance it out. Good luck to Earlham as well. Just to balance.
That's what I said. Yeah. Well, Earlham got two XFC players, Matty Boland.
Yep.
He's playing for Earlham, and Charlie Doyle, who was became our captain of our under-18s, and Matty Boland when I was involved in the club then.
And that is the end for this week's Red Rebel Radio with Swampy in Belgium. A big thank you for joining us, Swampy.
Oh, you're very welcome. I've had to walk from at least 10 yards to get here.
And what's your final song?
My final song? What do you mean, my final song?
The song to finish us off. What's the song to finish us off? Oh, I can't say that. Song to close the show out.
Goodness gracious, Ben. You've got to be careful, you know. You've said a few things today that, you know, you might have to censor yourself and edit yourself. The song is...
Sorry.
Goodness
Carry
gracious.
On.
The song is by a band who actually played in Belgium last Sunday evening. They've played for the last 30-odd years. Been a great, great band. Exponents of the form of punk, but political punk more than anything. And they've graced many a football ground and played at many a football ground and equally played all over the world. The band are the Angelic Upstarts. The album is Reason Why. And the track is Solidarity. And if I was you, Ben, it starts off very, very slowly. So kick in maybe 2 minutes and 20, 25, and it gets going and it's quite nice. And then you can fade out with that. So all I can say is good luck to FC United tomorrow afternoon. Neil and all the boys, hope you get the result that we require. And good luck to both Earlham, Chertsey. Good luck to any other football clubs that can help us out in our precarious situation. But until next week, have a great week in the world of Brexit.
Bye, Swampy.
Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. You're not going to ring the bell?
This is FC UM Radio, lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience.